Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 11th of December, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 7 days with no new cases, that's just one C19 case on the Isle of Man, isolating non-community, and a vaccine the week after next on the island, and who should and shouldn't get the jab? Douglas loses £100,000 with no TT, so what's next? And three of the four teaching unions accept the payoff, for the other one says no. And of course, it's been another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of my, Ewan Gorn.
First of my. The Chief Minister has hailed a coronavirus vaccine rollout as an early Christmas present for the Manx community. It's hoped 975 doses will arrive on island next week, with the vaccination programme to begin the week after. Meanwhile, guidance on who should be vaccinated against the virus has been updated. It comes after two NHS workers in the UK had allergic reactions to the jab on Tuesday. Public Health Director Dr. Henrietta Ewart said those who have an anaphylactic reaction to food, drugs or vaccines shouldn't receive one. The island's largest teaching union has rejected a new pay deal from government. NASUWT hasn't followed other bodies in accepting the offer and says other issues like cost of living and workload remain unresolved. Further afield, the length of time people have to isolate after coming into contact with someone who's tested positive for coronavirus is being reduced. From Monday, it'll be cut from 14 days to 10 UK-wide. And Boris Johnson says it's very unlikely the UK won't reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the EU this weekend. The German foreign minister has suggested talks could be extended again. Those are your headlines at 5:30. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Enter the Man Benham Advent Calendar Draw. Just visit us on Facebook and answer the question. Man Benham, here for you this Christmas. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromayat, thank you, Ewan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours. Ben McCree is in, by the way, and there's fog on the mountain. Intermittent rain this evening and overnight, down to 7 Celsius. Chasan for Saturday, dry with sunny intervals, a fresh to strong northwesterly easing as the day goes on, up to 9 Celsius, the overnight minimum 5 into Sunday. Jaduni, wet with a strong southerly wind, top temperature 12 Celsius. High water this evening, 25 to 9. Low water, 8 minutes past 3 a.m. Sunrise, 29 minutes past 8 tomorrow morning. And the morning high water is at 9 o'clock.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
It's hoped the Isle of Man's COVID-19 vaccination programme will start the week after next. At today's government media briefing, Howard Quayle, the Chief Minister, described it as a Christmas present for our community. But he did say it was going to be complex and logistical.
The Pfizer vaccine has to be stored and transported at minus 70 degrees centigrade using dry ice. The vaccine comes in batches of just under 1,000. And the vials contain multiple, not single doses, with each individual dose having to be removed and then diluted, ready to be administered. It requires delicate and proper preparation to ensure the vaccine remains effective. Ideally, we would like to begin vaccinating this side of Christmas. But I must emphasise that we must have certainty around availability schedules before we can start. There is currently some uncertainty around these, and I'll bring in David to talk a little bit more about our plans and thinking on this. David.
Thank you, Chief Minister. At the moment, to give us an update, our plans are that the first tray of vaccine should arrive on the island next week. So that would be 975 vaccines. We would then look to start our rollout, as has been mentioned before, with nursing homes and frontline healthcare staff the following week, commencing Monday, the 21st of December. As the Chief Minister has just said, one of the important things is ensuring that we have consistent supply because of the need to administer the dose on day 21. So we will always make sure that whatever the level of vaccines on Ireland, we have that ability to deliver that second dose. The logistics around this are actually massive, and we've been working very hard to make sure that those logistics are in place. But as things currently stand, we expect the vaccine to be in the island next week, and then from there, the following week, to start administering our programme and then start gearing up from January onwards.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
And the guidance on who and who shouldn't have the COVID-19 jab has been updated. The Public Health Director, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
There were two incidents last week of healthcare staff who were given the vaccine and suffered anaphylactoid reactions. So that wasn't true anaphylaxis, as I understand the reports. It was symptoms related to that. So rashes, facial swelling, airway obstruction. Serious enough, but not the full anaphylaxis. Both the individuals concerned were known to have a history of allergy, and both had been issued with EpiPens. As a result of that, those incidents, the Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency convened an expert panel literally at the close of the day on which that happened, which was Wednesday, and guidance was issued overnight and was ready on Thursday morning. So the guidance for using the vaccine has been updated and now makes it very clear that anybody who has a history of an immediate anaphylaxis reaction to a vaccine, a drug or food should not receive the vaccine. And also, where vaccines are being administered, there should be arrangements in place to monitor people for a short time after they've received the vaccine, and that equipment should be in place to do immediate resuscitation should that be needed. So I think anybody who is concerned about that needs to speak to their doctor, or when they go forward for a vaccine, when they are called for vaccine and have their appointment, make sure they voice any concerns to the healthcare practitioner that they see there. But it is only those people who have a history of anaphylaxis to a vaccine, food or drugs in whom the vaccine is contraindicated.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. It's 22 minutes before 6. The Bet McCree left Heysham earlier than scheduled. Well, the schedule was earlier than it normally is, shall I say. She left at 6 minutes past 1, got here at 5 o'clock, so currently in Douglas Harbour on the Lynx Band. She'll be leaving at 7:30 this evening, getting into Heysham at about 11:15 and leaving at 1 o'clock. Obviously, there are tide issues in Heysham at the moment. Arriving tomorrow morning at 4:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It's thought the loss of the TT will cost Douglas Borough Council upwards of £100,000. The event was cancelled this year, and government announced earlier this month 2021 was off as well. Council leader David Christian says the decision doesn't come as a surprise, and he told our local Democracy reporter Chris Cave the focus should now be on finding alternative ways of boosting the economy.
I have to applaud Department of Enterprise and the government for making the decision as early as they have, because I think lots of people felt, well, let's wait till into the new year, then it would have been let's wait till March and let's wait till April and all this. You can't. You needed to make the decision. People needed to know one way or another, especially people who were trying to invest during that period or purchase merchandise and all this type of thing. Yes, there's a hit on our finances. Obviously, we earn income in particular from Nobles Park, but also many of our ratepayers in the town, commercial ratepayers, earn money during that fortnight period, and they're going to have yet another difficult year. But I think under the current circumstances, the government's made the absolute right decision. And I believe we should be looking from the point of view that the TT will come back bigger and better. I think more people are saying that than it won't come back at all. I think they have the opportunity to look at it now and say, right, what can we do, and go out and really trumpet this, so in 2022, this is the event that the people around the world want to attend. I think there's something else should come out of this though as well, that people feel that the island is so badly hit by the TT, then we need to start thinking out of the box as to what else we can do for the day when the TT may not be there. Because if people are saying it's hitting the economy so bad to lose for 1 year, but now to lose it for 2 years is absolutely catastrophic, well, we need to find something else to start to fill that gap. And I think that's where politicians of all nature, government, local, Chamber of Commerce, the lot, need to start talking and coming together and seeing what we can do to ensure that there is something else put in place.
Are there any estimations as to how much it will cost Douglas Borough Council?
I think over the 2 years, so the year that we've already lost and 2021, we'll be in excess of about £100,000 will be the loss of direct income that we'd bring in, which is obviously money we've got to find come rate making time this year.
Does the fact that the decision has come early mean it lessens the impact it has on your finances, or really, in that regard, does it make no difference whatsoever?
I have to turn around and say we started looking at our budget about 2 months ago, so before the announcement was made. And we'd already decided to build into the budget the sum of money that may be required just in case it was cancelled. So we'd already started to prepare ourselves for that.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
Heathrow said it'll keep Terminal 4 closed until the end of next year as the pandemic continues to affect travel. The company said passenger numbers at the airport fell 88% in November as travel restrictions and a second lockdown took their toll. Based on forecasts and current traffic, it said the closure of Terminal 4 will go to the end of 2021. Heathrow closed the terminal in May during the first UK national lockdown. It's led to airlines like Air France, Etihad and KLM transferring to Terminal 2. Shares of the home sharing company Airbnb soared on their debut in New York, closing slightly lower than the opening price at $144.71. Airbnb's market value shot past $100 billion and makes Airbnb the 10th best debut in 2020, based on price gain from its IPO. It's the latest sign of 2020's hot initial public offering market as Airbnb follows DoorDash, which began trading on Wednesday. The pandemic may have decimated the travel industry, but Airbnb posted a $219 million profit in the third quarter due to a rise in local bookings. But there are clouds on the horizon, though, with restrictive local laws and opposition from neighbours to slow growth in US cities like Boston, Denver and Santa Monica. They've tightened the rules on holiday rentals.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower. The greenback, the dollar, bounced as concerns over the delayed US fiscal stimulus amid a surge of COVID-19 cases. Oil eased, gold rose, and in corporate news, Rolls-Royce was on the back foot, despite saying it expected to turn cash flow positive in the second half of 2021 as air travel demand started to recover. The numbers now at the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 0.8% at 6,546. The DAX in Frankfurt closed 1.3% down at 13,114. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.33% at 29,896. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down 0.9% at 12,296. And the S&P 500 in Chicago having a right royal wobble this week, down 0.7% at 3,643. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 31.9 cents and €1 8.9 cents and 19 South African rand and 98 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.3% at $1,842 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 1% at $49.92.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecasts unsettled this weekend, especially on Sunday. Sea temperature projected to be 10 Celsius. And the winds tomorrow, Saturday, west or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 during the afternoon. Wave height 1.5 metres to 1 metre, and a wave period 5 or 6 seconds. High water tomorrow morning, 2 minutes past 9. And for Sunday, the wind is southerly, force 6 or 7. Wave height 2.5 to 3 metres, wave period 6 or 7 seconds. High water on Sunday morning is at 5 to 10.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascia and soffits, visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Three of the four teaching unions on the Isle of Man have accepted an offer over the 2018-19 award. The biggest representative body, the NASUWT, has rejected it. Tim Glover spoke to the local branch secretary, Geraldine O'Neill, and asked if the Education Department is now in a position to divide and conquer.
Well, they can, but as I said, they can what they choose to do on that would be foolhardy. And I would hope, and I can certainly say, with the changes that have already happened in the DESE, we're just in the start of that. We have seen a totally new way of interacting with us, which is very positive. And we acknowledge that, and I want to acknowledge that. However, we need to see things signed and sealed and delivered. Words are fine. However, we need to actually see the progress that our members need to see here, not just in relation to pay, in fact. The workload issues are really, really important as well. Over the period of our action short of strike action, what we've seen is our professional, dedicated members looking at what their job is and what's being required of them. And we are going to need a redefinition of that job requirement moving forward, because custom and practice has just added and added to the workload. So
are you not concerned, though, that the public, and we get texts here and we get whenever it's raised on a phone-in programme, they're just telling the teachers, get on with it, be lucky you've got a job.
Well,
times we're in. Why are you moaning?
The perspective to that really is that what we have to think of is public servants and frontline workers in the pandemic and during the lockdown kept the Isle of Man running. Schools weren't closed. They were partially closed. You had remote learning and blended learning and facilitating vulnerable children all during that time. So that's simply not true. Actually, without public servants, the frontline workers running everything in the Isle of Man, businesses would not be able to actually operate. So I think we need to put things in context.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Bastamai, good evening. It was a night of fun and games at the NSC last night as the regular basketball season gave way to a junior carnival and a rapid-fire senior tournament as an enjoyable way to round off 2020. The senior league gave way to a quick turnaround tournament with 12-minute games that favoured run and gun teams. Eagles fared well with Jack Coates and Braden Roche running the lanes, and Jets saw success with defensive pressure and some swish shooting from rookie Connor Mockton. Wolves were the ones that posted the result of the night, though, with a perfect record, including one game where they turned a 12-point deficit into a 2-point win, thanks to the aggressive defence of Michael Pardo and inside work of Jack Murray changing up the game. Tomorrow is the third and final round of the Manx Fell Runners Winter Hill League. It's being held on a brand new course at the Colden Plantation with the Ardwallan Outdoor Pursuit Centre at Injabret Reservoir as race headquarters. And it's the first time a new course has been used since 2010. The race gets underway at 1:30 in the afternoon. Then on Sunday morning, Manx Harriers have the third round of the Up and Running Winter Walk League, with racing starting at 9:30. It's happening on the roadway at the National Sports Centre in Douglas and will involve a mass start. More information on both of those events can be found on the Manx Fell Runners and Manx Harriers websites and Facebook pages, the links to which can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and British wheelchair tennis player Andy Lapthorne says events are being organised by people who don't have a clue about disability and don't ask us questions. He was one of a number of players who forced US Open organisers into a U-turn over the inclusion of wheelchair events at this year's tournament after they were initially omitted. He told the BBC's Stubbs, Wheels and Wobblies podcast that ableism, which is where there is discrimination in favour of non-disabled people, is a severe issue. And in golf, England's Charlie Hull is two shots off the lead after the opening round of the US Women's Open in Houston. Hull, who's 24, made four birdies and two bogeys on the Jackrabbit course in a 2-under 69 to share fifth, along with Women's Open champion Sofia Popov. American Amy Olsen leads by one shot after a 67 on the Cypress Creek course.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
One departure, two arrivals coming back. The 4:50 to Liverpool left 5 minutes late. That returns this evening at 6:40. And at 6:50, Logan Air's inbound from Heathrow will be landing. On the roads, 24-hour lights on Quarterbridge Road in Douglas for another week. For drainage and curbing work, they should finish a week today, as should the temporary 24-hour lights at Ballofeston Road in Port Erin, where they finished refurbishing the bus stop. King Edward Road in Onken's got traffic lights for railway work. Look out also in Peel at Westlands, closed for demolition, refurb and extension works, and also those phase closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure in Peel. Wrap up in the garage to Mariner's Wharf today. Moving on from Monday to Mariner's Wharf to the Quayside restaurant. And station parking Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing.
Ignite your blue with Toyo Tyres, solely available at Quayside Tyres and Car Service Centre, South Quay Industrial Estate.
A Russian Quayside. MHK says Port Erin Commissioner's plans for an iconic site on the village seafront are neither cosy nor a nook. The authority voted to demolish the cosy nook while waiting for planners to approve new designs for the site. On the man in line today, Lawrence Skelly, MHK, who's the Enterprise Minister, gave his view.
Without being armed, I guess, with regards to the report, which I'm sure they've had an in-depth structural report as to the state of the building,
it's not registered, it's not protected.
No, and for me, you know, I'm a member of the Russian Heritage Trust, and you know, I did agree with their view that, you know, that this building has significant historic interest in Port Erin and the Isle of Man. It's iconic, really. Mm. And, you know, it would be a great disappointment if the building is to be lost.
They said that about the Sound Cafe. They said that, you know, the old Sound Cafe years ago used to be iconic, and now nobody talks about it because the new one's so brilliant.
Yeah, and it's a valid point. But if I recall, you know, the old Sound Cafe was more of a hut rather than a Manx cottage, really, which is what the cosy nook is.
But it is closed, and if Port Erin got something that was newly iconic, do you think people would forget the old cosy nook and look? I mean, you could still call it the cosy nook.
Well, looking at the plans, I think it'd be very difficult to call it cosy and a nook, to be quite frank. But in essence, again, you know, I think this is a commissioner's decision, and you know, I have to sort of respect that. Albeit that you know, I might have a view with regards to exploring all options to see if there is a way to retain the integrity and the fabric of what is, as we just said, an iconic piece of Port Erin.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
How do you keep well this winter? Well, the government's got a dedicated website to remind you of the simple steps you can take to stay well. It's been launched by Public Health Isle of Man, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
There's a lot of, you know, very, very straightforward guidance, which people may just not always be aware of, or may need a resource they can get hold of quickly just to refresh their memories if they need to do so. So I hope it will be a useful resource for people.
One of the things is considering a vitamin D supplement during these darker months. There have been moves in places across for this to be provided free of charge. Has that been a consideration here?
We've certainly been looking at whether that is appropriate or not. I mean, the issue is that supplements for vitamin D are very, very cheap. There is also the issue that just making something available free doesn't necessarily encourage people to take it. They may go and get it and then put it in the bathroom cabinet, but it doesn't necessarily get used. So the evidence to demonstrate that it is a good investment for health services is, shall we say, lacking. There are some particular settings where supplementation would be particularly valuable, really across the board, and the main one there is people in residential care settings largely older people, but maybe some other residential care settings as well. And there, I think it's definitely an issue that needs to be picked up. The point there is this isn't actually necessarily something that needs to be thought of as a medical or medicalized problem, so it shouldn't need a prescription. You know, this is really about food supplementation and something we should all be thinking about and, you know, doing in that way rather than thinking, oh, I must go to my doctor and get a prescription for it.
And just finally, a real drive to encourage people to think pharmacy first, particularly for minor ailments when there is naturally an increased pressure on GP services.
Yes, indeed. I mean, pharmacists are highly qualified professionals and they are very well able to give expert advice for minor ailments in a way that takes the burden off GPs without any loss in quality for the patient.
5 to 6 on Max Radio. We don't talk about Brexit much on Update, but a no-deal Brexit scenario could see you having to adapt your diet and pay more for certain products. So we sent Lewis Foster to Strand Street in Douglas to see what shoppers thought.
There will be an inflationary rise, but it is what it is, isn't it? I still think they'll do a deal.
I'm going to pretend that I'm back in the 50s and we'll have little to choose from. So if there's anything special, it'll be a bonus. So if you're expecting the worst, you'll get the best.
So in a no-deal scenario, if we saw tariffs go up and prices on tin tomatoes, brie, that kind of thing, you'd be prepared for that, would you?
I did have to. There's no other alternative, is there? Yeah. Should that emigrate?
Would you pay more for kind of brie and that kind of thing, or would you just go cheddar?
I've decided France products are out.
French products are out. Why is that?
Just because of their attitude. They made a hassle when we tried to get into the common market, and then they're making an absolute balls up of it trying to get out. So why should we support them? They're not giving us much support.
So you're looking forward to more UK and Isle of Man, British produce, perhaps taking more advantage of that UK market?
I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't do now. I mean, buy local, absolutely. You know, start building our own economy back up again by our own businesses, absolutely.
It's just a case of wait and see. As long as they don't touch our fishing grounds off the Isle of Man.
Can you foresee paying more for certain products if you had to?
You've got to. Yeah. If you want a tin of tomatoes, how else are you going to make your spag bol without a tin of chopped tomatoes in there?
That's it for Update tonight. If you're having spaghetti bolognese, I hope you enjoy it. Updates compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio News Department. Thanks to newsreader and producer Ewan Gorn tonight. Updates back for the final week before 2021 at Monday evening 5:30. And it's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com.